Item number one, consideration to authorize the submittal of an application to the Census Bureau to conduct a special census. Mr. Chad Sperry from the WIU GIS program is here. Chad, would you be willing to come up? And I guess we'd give Mr. Bosch a chance to lay any groundwork, but if you want to defer to Chad, that's fine too. Okay, please. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I asked Chad to come here because he has done great work in analyzing the Northwest Quadrant and the campus area in terms of where the population counts were lower in the spring of 2010 and where we believe that they will indeed be higher in the fall of 2013. And, of course, that's the major thing that we're after. We want to capture that population and the, what is it, like $125 a head now per capita in state revenues. In addition, though, to the campus areas, there was a reason for us to look at resurveying Turnberry Village, part of the Triad Apartments Campus Point, and Grand Prairie, Wesley Village, and finally there it was an apartment complex built on West Calhoun since 2010 with a number of units we want to include. And what we're going to do before we send this paperwork in is I'm going to have the rental inspector recontact. She did this last summer, but I'm going to have her recontact all those apartment complexes to make sure that they're still projecting the same type of occupancy rates. Because remember, each block group you do, we pay for that. So if there's nothing to be gained, then we're just paying out money for nothing. But we think that the indications are that there would be a gain that would make it worth us spending this. And I estimated $130,000. I think that's high. I certainly hope it's high. We've budgeted $150,000. So we should be in good shape with the dollar amounts in comparison. Well, if you compare what we did in 2003, we're doing far less in terms, of course, costs have gone up, but we're doing far less in terms of the number of block groups and census tracts involved. So, all right. I'll let Chad explain a little more about the targets in the campus area.
Thanks, Ed.
I think basically we have identified all residence halls save the Thompson Higgins complex due to changes in Thompson Higgins. Higgins will not be occupied this coming fall, so we have the choice to select which blocks we want. That's one block. We'll exclude that, but all other residence hall complexes will be recensused. We have identified 14 total blocks. That's in comparison to, I think it was 176 in 2003, the special census that was conducted. So hopefully, like Mr. Bosch said, we should see a significant cost savings over the special census of 2003 due to a much refined effort in identifying where the undercounting may have taken place.
Thanks, Ed. Excuse me. Thank you, Chad. Entertain a motion to authorize.
So moved.
Moved and seconded to authorize. Any further questions for Ed or Mr. Sperry? Alderman Moon.
What do we need to gain in population to make this profitable?
Well, if we're looking at $130,000 for a cost and, what, about $125 a person?
A little less than that. That's probably a little high, but
yeah,
we would estimate.
So I think if we gained, well, if we looked at an eight-year projection, 800 people would give us, I'm sorry, 80 people would give us about $8,000 a year over 8 years would be 600, my math is, I think we only need to gain about 100 people to make this profitable. And we're
100?
Looking at far exceeding that number.
Over the life of
the
neighborhood.
The census,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, 100 to 110 should break us even.
Well, looking at your maps, I'm just a little concerned. I mean, we still have Wetzel Hall on there.
Wetzel was not counted in the 2010 census. It will not be obviously be counted in the 2013 special, but we anticipate an increase due to the historic change in enrollment between fall and spring semester. Fall semester is historically higher than spring.
Yes, I understand. Basically, most of our residence halls have been remodeled over the years, correct? Does that change the occupancy load of them?
We have worked with housing. We have all the housing numbers from spring of 2010 and the projections for fall of 13. And we did the same analysis when we were setting this up for fall of 2012, last fall. And the housing numbers look essentially the same as they did for this past fall. I think it looks real favorable.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to thank Chad. I know that we had a brief meeting with Chad and Ed last week to go over this, and there's no doubt that you've put in a considerable amount of effort into helping us determine whether this is feasible for us or not. So thank you for that. Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Wynn?
Aye.
Moon?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Gilbert?
Aye.
Cook?
Aye.
Dorsett?
Aye.
Abdel?
Aye.
All ayes.
Motion carried. Thank you.